Hello there, and welcome to this episode of Force Ghost Conversations. This is your host, Anthony King, and this week, I'm going to share some initial thoughts and feelings about Ahsoka Tano. Before we get started, I'm inviting you to join the conversation with us. We can be found on Twitter and Hive at Force Ghost Pod. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok just by searching Force Ghost Conversations. Also, please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast on your listening site of choice. Plus, Force Ghost Conversations is live on Patreon, and if you're a fan of the podcast and would like to consider pledging your support, there will be a link in the episode description for you to check out the various tiers offered. Finally, please be sure to check out our Tee Public store to buy some Force Ghost Conversations merchandise. And without further ado, it is time to gather around the campfire for some Force Ghost Conversations. All right, everybody, welcome back to Force Ghost Conversations, and shall I say in a different way, welcome back to Force Ghost Conversations, where we can finally, once again, talk about Star Wars, Willow, Indiana Jones, and just about anything else that I want to talk about on this podcast that falls within the realm of the galaxy far, far away, or the feelings, I should say, of the galaxy far, far away. And if you're a longtime listener of the show, you kind of understand what that means, but I have really liberal definitions of what covers constitutes the galaxy far, far away. So we do touch upon things underneath the Lucasfilm umbrella, such as Indiana Jones and Willow. I'm probably going to talk about Rebel Moon in a couple of months, Zack Snyder's kind of interpretation of Star Wars. I'd love to talk about The Creator, another sci-fi installment that Star Wars alum Gareth Edwards took to the screen recently to create a film that I very much fell in love with over the last week here. I was fortunate enough to see. But yes, the reason why we are now able to talk about this again is because SAG-AFTRA got a very wonderful deal to conclude their strike. And as a result, now the strike has been lifted and podcasts are able to talk free will about scripted content and promote that stuff. So you know what that means. It's Ahsoka season, folks. We are going to cover all 8 episodes that we unfortunately missed during the initial run of the show. But with that, I am so thrilled that, you know, now that the strikes have concluded, we are able once again to talk about the grandeur, the glory, the fun, the adventure, the excitement, the thrills of everything that is Ahsoka, a show that is so near and dear to my heart for many reasons. And we'll be sure to talk about it each and every week here in the next coming weeks, which is so exciting because, again, if you are probably a fan of that stuff, you will get to perhaps experience it in a different way, because a lot of the podcasts that, you know, didn't abide by the strike rules talked about it as soon as they released, which is the standard way that you normally do a release episode for and reviewing or discussing those types of when stuff is first out. But with this, we have the benefit of time, which I'm going to say all off the bat is probably better for our shared engagement of this endeavor, because I know watching it the first time, I didn't have the same viewpoints that I do after a second or a third viewing. So I'm so excited to bring that to you all with some weeks behind it to just really soak in. I know how it goes from beginning to end, so I don't need to speculate on things that happen. Maybe I can talk a little bit about my feelings initially, where they grew, where they evolved. Perhaps this is a lesson that you can all take home yourselves as you kind of engage with media on a different scale and perhaps with other properties and all that stuff. So let me just say, this is an exciting time. I went to Twitter X, whatever it's called nowadays, the other day to kind of like share in the glory of the strike or concluding, and to voice my excitement for that, and to announce that we're going to be talking about Ahsoka and so many wonderful things over the next couple of weeks here. I've got a whole list on my whiteboard right beside me in my new office. So, like, this is such an exciting time, like I was saying again for that. So like we're kind of moving to like a new phase of the podcast, if you ask me. We're very much approaching our year two anniversary. I've got so many ideas planned. Literally, I've got a whole list here of upcoming episodes that we're going to be chock full of content. Even if Star Wars didn't release a new thing for like 2 years, we're probably set, to be honest. So we're definitely going to be fine on every front here moving forward. We're going to have more guests on the show because now I have more time to devote to that. We're going to be much more active on social media. So be involved with us on all those fronts. And thanks again for being a part of this ride from the beginning, sticking through us, as we went through the strike and supported SAG-AFTRA and with their guidelines and all that stuff. And now you get to reap the rewards of that. And now we get to have some fun talking about all the great stuff of a galaxy far, far away that I've been so chopping at the bit to get at. But for those of you who may be new to Force Ghost Conversations 2, welcome first and foremost. But this is your cozy home for deep dive discussions into all things Star Wars and anything really that can fall under the Lucasfilm umbrella. So welcome to you as well. And I hope that you enjoy the podcast. Go check out some of our previous episodes to get a flavor of what this podcast is like. Again, welcome back to everybody. Welcome to newcomers. And thanks again for listening for those that have been with us from the start. So typically we would cover the news in this portion. Now that I can cover news again, we're going to officially start that next week just because of when the strike kind of started this week. And, I was like, do I cover everything from the last couple of months here that I missed? I don't want to get into all that stuff. Do I cover things that happened this week? And it's like, nah, let's start with a fresh, clear, like Sunday to Sunday kind of deal like we usually do here. So Cloud City Gossip will officially be back next week with our episode 1 discussion for Ahsoka. So be ready for that. The main point of this episode is what we typically do for any new season release, new time character discussion, anything like that, is I will spend a few minutes talking about my initial feelings or thoughts on a character, whether it going into a season. Like, for example, talking about the Mando, my thoughts on the Mandalorian, starting from where he left off in season 2, or in that case, the Book of Boba Fett, and then heading into his own season 3. Or it could be my thoughts on a character like Boba Fett that didn't have anything prior to the release of the Book of Boba Fett, where I could share some of my thoughts and feelings on that character in that moment in time. All fun stuff for sure. Let's talk about Ahsoka Tano. That's going to be where I'm going to spend a few minutes here. I think I was... at least in my friend group circles, I was one of the few that was immediately on the Ahsoka train, if you will. 2008, this character debuts in the Clone Wars animated film to probably mostly mixed to negative reviews. I don't know what the big deal was. I've heard mixed things of, you know, I just didn't like the idea of Anakin having a Padawan. I didn't care for the movie itself. She didn't add to it. I've heard rumblings of, like, you know, I didn't like the dialogue of it. You know, the whole snips and snag, the sky guy back and forth between Anakin and her, right? I didn't see any of that, frankly. I was like, well, why can't... I think my retort back always was, well, why can't Anakin have a Padawan? Just because it's not there, like it's not mentioned in Revenge of the Sith, doesn't mean it didn't happen. There's 3 years in between the events of Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith. So there's obviously a whole ton that can happen intermittently there. And that's what I was using as my ammo, too, is to be like, perhaps the loss of a Padawan is such a horrendous feeling that Anakin didn't want to bring it up, or him and Obi-Wan already were having a fallout in some way, lack of communication, lack of trust based off of how that was situation was handled, perhaps. I thought this could be a great storytelling technique in order for them to further the stories of Anakin and Obi-Wan that we would see later in Revenge of the Sith and beyond. Which, to a large degree, was what happened. That was the point of the Clone Wars, in many ways, was bridging the gaps between Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith. And to some large point, Ahsoka played a major role in telling that story for Anakin and Obi-Wan. But through that, Ahsoka also became her own character in her own right. Not only was she Anakin's Padawan, and rightfully so, you make sense as the teacher-mentor relationship, you take on a lot of the musings and actions and strategy of your mentor. But she also brought forth what I like to say is an attention to detail and a focus that Anakin perhaps never had, which is where she takes it and says, yes, and. From what I've seen in Ahsoka, that's still there. From what I've seen of her in Rebels, I think that's there. And from what I've seen of Rosario Dawson's portrayal of Ahsoka Tano in The Book of Boba Fett and The Mandalorian Season 2, those are all consistent. Now, of course, I have to give a ton of credit to Ashley Eckstein, the amazing voice actress who has carried the mantle of this character for over 15 years now, from the Clone Wars movie all the way up to today. And what she's done for the community, the fandom, if you will, it's frankly, it's hard to put into words how much she means to all of Star Wars fandom, and to me personally, as a person that has like seen people be bullied for their belief and fandom in this galaxy far, far away. And she's been a voice saying, like, it's open to everybody. We shouldn't gatekeep on this stuff. Here are ways that people can express their fandom and favorite and stuff they like and showcase it in a safe way. Through her great work with Her Universe, through her work with conventions and meet and greets and all this great stuff. Just wonderful work. She truly bodies Ahsoka in physical form in the real world, you know, taking the mantle on that front there. But we went on this great 7-season-long journey with Ahsoka via the Clone Wars that we continue to see her be tested to grow. She's no longer just the 13-year-old girl that you find at the beginning, or 14. I'm sorry, I may get the dates exactly wrong there. But I know she's about 16, 17 by the time Revenge of the Sith comes around. And you get that whole journey there from start to finish of that now, because of the way that the Clone Wars was finished, where you get to see her go from the person that is kind of quirking and snipping back with Anakin and gets the nickname Snips, and then you see this person that literally is shedding tears as she's putting, you know, the clone troopers that tried to end her into mass graves. So, I mean, it's just a really complex character that's lived through so much. The Ahsoka novel is another wonderful representation of the struggle and the enduring pain that it is to be a Jedi in this post-Order 66 world. We see her as Fulcrum, as this informant, this person that's a part of the early Rebel Alliance, and fighting all the way through to basically almost the battle of Rogue One, like the events of Rogue One, Scarif, right? Like, you know, she's on Malachor a year before all that, and then she's just unfortunately not able to be a part of the events of 4, 5, and 6, episodes 4, 5, and 6, because of that. And then that's where we kind of pick up the story post Rebels post original trilogy, and that's where we see her in The Mandalorian. But I personally have always had a great enjoyment of this character. You know, Anakin is my favorite character overall in Star Wars, and the fact that this is, like, in a way, like a child of Anakin in some regards, right? This like father-daughter relationship in some way that we never got to see him do with Luke and Leia. That's really powerful to me. And I've always liked that dynamic and that she's an extension of Anakin, right? It's that lineage of that. And we're going to talk about that, of course, in the Ahsoka series as it comes up, because that is a major plot point that we will certainly be delving deep into. But this is a character that has definitely had its controversies, run of negativity, but now has been surrounded by this almost overwhelming positivity. The negative voices in the room are drowning out entirely. As you know, if you've been to a celebration, they've been having these Ahsoka Lives days or Ahsoka meetups. If you see one of those Ahsoka meetups, they're truly one of the most awe-inspiring things you can see as a Star Wars fan. To see a whole area of people cosplaying or wearing clothing inspired by Ahsoka Tano. You may see the famous blue, white, and orange color schemes that are, you know, a pivotal part of this character, of their makeup, of their design, the DNA that goes straight to the Dave Filoni original drawings from Clone Wars. How much impact that this character has had on their lives over the last 15 years is truly astounding. And it's been an inspirational character for me as well, someone that can stand up in the face of true tyranny and oppression and say, no, I am going to be a rebel. I am going to stand up for what's right. I'm very excited to get into Ahsoka and to talk about this important character and series with all of you. There's a lot to discuss. There's a lot to delve into. And boy, are we going to get into it starting next week. So with that, folks, that is some of my initial thoughts on Ahsoka. I want to hear about your initial feelings and rumblings, ruminations on the character. Have they changed from when you first were introduced to the character in 2008? Maybe you didn't watch Clone Wars in its original run. Maybe you watched it on Netflix or Disney Plus later on. How'd you feel then? Maybe you saw her first in Rebels and then went back to Clone Wars, or maybe you saw her in The Mandalorian. Then all that fun stuff. Let's talk about it. There's a lot of different entry points to this character that will be very astounding to discover. So let's have those conversations. You know where to find us. We are available on Twitter or X, Hive, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok. Just search Force Ghost Conversations and we'll be there in some capacity. If you would like, you can also help us grow the show in a variety of other ways, such as leaving a rating or review on your favorite podcast listening site. You can also share the show with your friends. Tell your friends about us. And then if they're interested, they can hop on the Force Ghost Conversations bandwagon as well and do the same rating and reviewing. So it helps us beat algorithms and become more well known in all those Apple and Spotify places. The fun stuff, if you will. If you want, you can also support the show via other means, such as our Patreon site, where for as little as $1 a month, you can access to a lot of Force Ghost Conversations goodies, including extra episodes, being able to ask a question to be answered on the show, to share your own Star Wars stories. All that is available on our Patreon site, which the link is in the episode description here. We also have a Tee Public store with a variety of different merchandise, such as our main Star Wars inspired logo, our Indiana Jones inspired logo, and our Willow inspired logo, where you can get t-shirts, hoodies, infant clothes. What else do we got? iPhone cases. We have pillows, blankets, I think. All this great stickers. Stickers. How could I forget stickers? All that fun stuff is available on our TeePublic site. They run sales very often here. Black Friday's coming up. If you got a friend that loves Force Ghost Conversations and they want to wear their support, check that out. We have links, again, in our episode description, or just go to TeePublic and search Force Ghost Conversations, and you'll find us on those platforms. But until then, folks, we will be back next week with episode one discussion of Ahsoka. And until then, may the Force be with you. Take care. Thank you.